Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But this is how this rolls. So we have to start with Mike. He is 12-20. I know Mike says he's got to have some winners this week.
Yeah, I'm struggling, Carl. These are hard times.
Hard times.
As the American people would say, hard times. Some years, Carl, you eat the bear. Some years, the bear eats you.
This is true. Thank you, Dusty.
And this has been hard, but I'm going.
Well, do you want Dusty to pick these for you?
I might as well, because the only way we can change mojo is to channel the American Dream's vibe from up in heaven. His son did a nice job, by the way. My son, Cody.
Oh, he did.
A nice job as a guest picker.
Yes, he did.
Out there in Athens. Okay, man, let's go.
You know he's champ now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's an incredible champ.
And he's in better shape than his daddy ever was, I can tell you that. I was a plumber's son from West Texas. And they have time for all those Bowflexes and stuff.
Beautiful family, by the way.
Yeah. Cody?
They have. Oh, yeah.
Cody, yeah. No, he's a stud.
That's my jeans, Daddy.
He's a stud.
And I don't mean Wranglers, Coach.
I do miss your atomic elbow, but I digress.
Let's get down with brass tacks. It takes desperate times for desperate actions. And every fiber of my being will struggle to pull for this team on Saturday. But I got to go with it. Because the team they're playing is laying too many points. They're getting too many. I'm going to take the Gators.
Oh!
Take that DJ Lagway. I know you could argue it's the best defense he's seen.
Yes, it
is. Old Miss Rebels into Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. But I'll tell you this. They're going to find a way to cover that spread. I'm not saying they're going to win. But it's going to be they're going to be a margin of less 11.5 points. Take that to the bank, Dad.
I feel you. All right. We are, we've got the spirit of Dusty Rhodes here picking for Mike. He needs some help. I like Florida. I like this pick. I like where you're going with this.
Thanks for your affirmation.
Before we go any further, yes. Dusty, what is it like up there?
That's amazing. Heaven is a tremendous place. Everything, every day, the weather's beautiful. 72 degrees and sunny. It's kind of like living in San Diego, actually. every day I get up and there's a river of brown liquor. It's your subconscious and it projects into your next dimension of heaven. There's books have been written about this. So yes, every morning I wake up, I just go get a ladle and I drink some beautiful brown liquor out of a river that flows right by my place.
How wonderful is that?
You never have to mow the lawn. Every day there's a big old cow on a spit just spinning. Just come over, get yourself some. Al dente, of course.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, my next door neighbor, Skip Carey.
Oh, really?
Leave me out of this nonsense. I don't know what the dream is talking about. Every day, I must be in another place. Every day, it's a grounder for Kyle outside.
Grounder.
2-0.
And the female wrestler, Sonny, comes over and feeds him grapes every day.
Please, Skip.
All right, what else you got, Dusty?
All right, man, let's go. And again, when the going gets tough, sometimes you can't overthink it. It's a classic betting paradigm that my good friend Mike Bell taught me years ago when we had a great gig at Turner South. And, of course, he turned like Benedict Arnold and went over to Fox Sports for his 30 pieces of silver. I was making $3,000 a week for that show, Jack. You realize that? For 15 minutes on Turner. And Bell's got to run over to Fox. And for what? Where was I? I digress. Okay, I'm going to go with good team, bad team.
Okay.
And it's a pretty simple concept. The Lions are kicking everybody's ass.
Yes, they are.
And they're covering that number, and they're taking on the Colts. And everybody from Detroit is going to roll down 65 or 75. They'll swing over and they'll get down. They'll find their way to Indianapolis.
Yes, they will.
And I think it's going to be the Lions covering that 7.
I like that pick as well. Lions 9-1. Everybody thinks they're the best team in football.
Right.
You have one more pick, sir.
All right, I was going to bet this one, but I can't bet against my beloved Texas Longhorns. But I do think 20.5 is a bit rich.
It is.
That Kentucky physicality you saw against Georgia, You've seen it against Ole Miss.
You know about physicality.
But I can't put it against those Texas Longhorns. Darryl Royal will be rolling in his grave if I did that, Carl Duke. So I'm going to go back to the NFL, and I'm going to take the Eagles -3 against the Rams. Now, the Rams have been good. Rams have been good of late. So do the Eagles. Take a listen to this. So I back this up with numbers and facts and statistics.
Okay.
Pretty simple. The Eagles have won 4 of their last 5, and I believe that they're going to, you know, throw some stuff out there the Rams can't match, and I think they're going to get after the run game. I think Saquon Barkley, the run game, Rams can't match that. So, again, Gators +11.5, Lions -7, Eagles -3 against those Rams.
Thank you, the spirit of Dusty Rhodes.
What'd I miss? What happened?
Mike, it was incredible.
My mind went blank, and hopefully, I hope somebody picks some good stuff for me.
I do, too. Oren is up next. He is 14-18. Oren, what are your picks for the week?
He will also be channeling Tully Blanchard now.
Oh, that son of a – he stole Jezebel. Jezebel, don't get me started. Go ahead, Oren.
Yeah, no Tully Blanchard here, but I am also struggling with 0-3 last week, too. Mike Bell, I'm going to Riverside you. I not only think Ole Miss covers that. Yeah, give me Ole Miss 10.5 versus Florida. I think they cover that number. I think they roll, and I think they start their march to the playoffs. So, yeah.
Ooh. On the road?
I think
on the
big
road.
Letdown. I think big letdown after the Georgia win.
All right,
now,
all right, all
now
right.
Hang on. Now, hang on. I have 11.5.
Yep. You have 11.5?
What's the official?
I have 11.5.
Then take it up.
Let me double check that.
That's what you had?
I will – let me get my other two picks in, and while that's going on, I will
right,
double-check
right.
that.
We got to make sure we're right. Go ahead.
Yep.
All right.
So I have 11.5. Take it.
11.5.
Sold.
That's a lot.
That's why I bet it.
Okay. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
I will take the Broncos, 6-point favorites versus the Raiders.
Yes,
and give
I'm
me,
on that as well.
Give me good team, bad team here. Or let me phrase that. Okay team, bad team. Yep. Give me Tampa minus the 6.5 versus the Giants.
Okay. Are we going with the 11.5?
Yes.
We need clarity. All right. Fair enough. Turtle, you are up. You are 17-15. What picks do you have this week?
I am taking Ole Miss -11.5.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Versus Florida. I think at this point, as we've been discussing, don't tell me style points don't matter, boys. Mm-hmm. They're going to matter.
Road game in the swamp.
Yeah. And they're going to go in and do what they need to do. Because I think they're a little scoffed that they're only #9 right now.
They are. And you could definitely argue this will be the best. No disrespect to the Dogs, but this will be the best defense that DJ Lagway has thrown. The coordinator for the Gators, though, is on the same coaching tree as the DC for the Ole Miss Rebs. So he is seeing some of these looks in practice. But they'll probably throw some crazy disguised cover threes and stuff at him.
I am also a believer in Denver. Give me Denver -6.
Me too.
With the Raiders because – no further explanation needed.
You saw
it. We saw that. And last but not least, Vikings -3.5 at Chicago. Vikings continue to roll. Caleb Williams continues to struggle. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I'll start there, guys. It's our picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell. Steve Coonan set to join us here in less than 6 minutes. Stay tuned.
Legalize gambling. Talk to your local state representative.
Is he for weed, by the way? Do you know?
No comment.
Okay.
Carl, by the way, Booker T.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're giving out our wrestling picks here. Hey, I'm going to start with the Broncos. You're right. 6 points against the Raiders. The defense is the real deal. That was just not us last week. They've done this to everybody this season. Mm. And the Raiders are terrible minus Brock Bowers on offense.
Right.
But Bowers can't throw it to himself, Mike. He's not Mr. Wonderful, okay? So – they will not only cover, I think this is probably
it was
two.
Mr. Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Perfect. Yes, you're right. He's not Mr.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the #1 checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the perfect. He can't throw it to himself. Since we have our wrestling going here, I think this could be an easy 10 or 14 point game, to be honest with you. So Broncos first and foremost. Then I'm going to go with the Packers to cover the 3 at home, guys. I think the Packers.
I like that. I was thinking about betting that one too.
Hey,
do we know about Purdy though? Is Purdy going to play? Because that's up in the air.
So he left practice. They pushed his presser to today. Now I'm not sure because it's still early out there, guys. It's only 1 o'clock. I'm not sure what he says today or what is said, but he was supposed to speak yesterday, left practice early. He's supposed to speak today. The reason that's a big deal is because Purdy, if he's not playing, that even makes things worse. Packers defense, I think, is the reason why I like him at 3. I saw 3. Now I'm looking at 3.5 because, Mike, maybe that word came down. Mm. I had it at 3 literally an hour plus ago. Turtle, let's make sure. Maybe something came down with Purdy, but I still like the Packers at home against the 49ers.
I see 3.5.
Okay. Give it to me. And then, guys, SMU hasn't lost. Nobody respects SMU. Everybody's talking about everybody else. Their head coach, Rhett Lashley, just got a contract extension. Auburn fans, you're familiar with him, okay? He was there. I think, Mike, this is a game where SMU kind of says, you know what, let us show you how good we
That's
are.
That's UVA, right?
Correct.
And the comparative score is
correct.
Everyone's making a Notre Dame beat up. Again, I think SMU can smoke these guys.
I do, too. 10 points. SMU favored by 10.
Is it in Charlottesville or is it in Fort Worth?
It's at Virginia. That's the other part.
Hey, Carl.
Again, that's the most unintimidating wine and cheese atmosphere in all of the ACC.
I totally agree with you. What's
we have up, an update. Brock Purdy is not practicing today.
See?
There you go.
I'm telling you, I saw this number at 3, like 2 hours ago. There's something there.
Wait a minute. This is new information for the American Dream. I did not have minutes ago. No, I'm kidding. Picks of the picks.
So that's why I think it went up. And I had it written down as 3, and it went up to 3.5.
By the way, if Purdy can't go,
yeah,
there's a quarterback that's out there right now.
Who?
Without a home.
Who's talking about?
Daniel Jones. He can't learn the offense. He's not Baker Mayfield going out to the Rams.
Do you think Shanahan would take a chance on Daniel Jones?
No, I don't think there's any. There's nothing redeemable about Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He is a bum.
Yeah, it's journeyman?
Journeyman. Well, now he's going to be Mr. Baseball Hat Boy.
Right.
It's a nice living.
But, yeah, that's interesting. But, no, I think this is just they're going to roll with the backup and see where this goes. But you know what that is? Let's just be honest. That's the NFL protecting the integrity of the game. They're going to say he's going to be a game-time decision.
Right.
He leaves practice early yesterday. Today he doesn't practice. It's Friday, guys. All right, there are your picks.